A Western Massachusetts city is adding more police surveillance cameras after a pilot program proved successful. The city council in Chicopee has authorized funds to install a dozen new cameras around the city with the hope of deterring crime. 11 surveillance cameras were installed in Chicopee Center in the fall of 2015 after Mayor Richard Koss met with downtown business owners and promised a swift response to a spike in crime that included two people being shot.
This is something we take seriously, and I think taking it seriously at this stage, early enough in, that a difference can be made.
The existing cameras have been used on several occasions to help police investigate crimes, according to Michael Wilk, Chicopee Police Public Information Officer.
They're a great tool for our officers to use. We've had quite a few incidents that we were able to go back, review the video footage, get photos of people we were interested in speaking with.
Recently, police used the cameras to track down a missing 4-year-old child. A number of traffic crashes were investigated using video from the cameras. Wilk said he believes the presence of the cameras has deterred crime.
I believe it has. When people know that there's a camera, it puts everybody on their best behavior. If you're being watched, if there's the possibility that it can be reviewed, I think people think twice about taking any type of action.
The planned locations for the new cameras have not been announced.
We're basically right now just looking at the different areas, different locations in the city, primarily entry and exit areas of our city. For instance, Willimantic, near the Holyoke Bridge, Burnett Road heading into Ludlow, areas like that we can monitor. If there is some type of an incident and a vehicle, the parties do leave Chicopee, we'll be able to review that footage.
A new centralized dispatch center is being built where police department personnel will be able to monitor all the cameras. In addition to watching for crimes, dispatchers will be able to have officers respond to traffic backups. Wilkes said there are also plans to monitor some of the cameras from the police substation in Chicopee Center.
That's our goal, so that they can monitor them as well in the Chicopee Center area.
The downtown substation, located in the rear of a building that also houses the offices of the Chicopee Chamber of Commerce, was opened 14 months ago as part of the plan to deter crime in the city center. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.